Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you want to know how I know it's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show? Because Michael Harrison is the official. He's in charge. It's his office.
I'm like a referee. You can't see it because we don't video this, but right. I do wear a striped shirt to stand out from the players and get the respect that an umpire deserves.
Exactly.
A referee.
All right, so he's here to go through the top stories of the week, charts for the week of July 24th to the 29th, and the people list as well, which you can find at talkers.com every week, and we also have it at gooddayshow.com as well. So let us go through, Michael, please.
Here we go.
Stories and the people list.
I'm raring to go. I got a lot of information here, and this is it. At number 10, we have a tie between big tech and the CHIPS Act. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion rights. A lot of civil rights action in the on the radio. COVID-19 and health care at number 7. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S. foreign affairs, and a lot of that takes in China. At number 5, the environment and climate change. At number 4, crime and gun control. At number 3, the January 6th committee hearings. At number 2, partisan politics and elections. And number 1, the economy and the Fed rate hike. The people on the survey at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 8, Anthony Fauci's at 7. At number 6, we have Ron DeSantis, and we should squeeze in there, it's not on your list, but late research indicates Mike Pence tied with Ron DeSantis at number 6. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Joe Manchin is at 4. Number 3, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Donald Trump is at 2. And he's almost number one. I mean, it's almost a tie between him and number one, which is Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of the conversation on talk shows across America this week.
All right, a lot of focus, as usual, on the environment and what's going on, the drought. You and I live in Massachusetts, very hot, very dry, very humid here. Farms out where you are, you live in the part of the state where there are more farms than in my part of the state, the Connecticut River Valley. That's the saving grace there, because the farms that are on the valley or next to the river are able to get the nourishment they need to make things grow. But elsewhere around our state and around the country, the situation is, I don't know if the word dire is too vivid, but it's not good, put it that way. And the price is in a year and a time when the price of food, which is certainly related to number one, the economy, price of food, people are having to make choices. Do I eat my food or do I pay my rent? And that's not a good, healthy place for a country like ours to be, Michael.
Not good at all. No, and obviously it's a problem time. And inflation, the rising cost of goods, services, fuel, and food, and housing, are problematic. However, I have to point out that fuel prices have been easing. They are starting to come down.
Right.
There are indications that the housing market has cooled off, which is good for people who have to find a place to live or buy a house or pay rents, which are extraordinary. They're absolutely, through the roof, to use a no pun intended.
I saw what you did there. That was clever, Michael.
But I tripped over it. I didn't deliver it properly. I'm going to go back to the. I'm going to go back and practice.
Let's re-record that.
Really. That's awful. And there are other areas where it's not clear as to whether this is a recession or what a recession means, and it's not even clear as to what type of inflation we're experiencing. So this is a time that has economists confused, and a lot of people are not quite sure. They're not sure of their own financial situation, which is a kind of a ridiculous thing. I mean, do you need to have economists tell you whether you're well off or not, you know?
Well, but the country's not sure of its own financial footing. Mm-hmm. So people who live in the country, there are those who are involved in politics and government who want to keep spending money that they don't have to spend. They aren't addressing the real-world issues like waste, fraud, abuse, the kinds of things that go on in government every day. And we say, oh, well, that's government. You know, two guys riding around in a truck, the Public Works Department, and they aren't doing anything but riding around in a truck. And the rule is you can't have one guy out on his own, so there has to be two people in the truck, and they're going to Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts. Takes two guys to go there. You know, that kind of stuff. The disrespect, we laugh about people, but you see it, especially this time of year, pretty much everywhere around the country where there are road works and public works projects going on. The guy who's leaning on the shovel, the guy who's talking to the other guy, the policeman is there to direct the traffic, and the work is barely getting done. We have an intersection in my town of Framingham that has been under construction for 2 years, and nobody knows what the real reason is. Well, nobody wants to say what the real reason is. The real reason is the feather bedding that's going on, and especially not just with the town employees, but the utility companies that have to move the wires, that have to remove the gas lines, and these people, they do it when they feel like doing it. And it's just, it's like things are coming to a standstill. We are getting crushed by the weight of our own success, in a manner of speaking. You know, there are now too many people. You can't feed all the people in the world. You can't manage all the people in the world, right? I mean, look around. Isn't all of the stuff we talk about, all the problems the world has are based on us not being able to fix the problems because there are too many of them, because there are too many people that create too many problems. How's that for a treatise?
Wow. You should have been one of the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson could have used you when he put together the Declaration of Independence.
How do you know I wasn't reincarnated? I was Thomas Jefferson.
That's very possible. You might have been Thomas Jefferson, yeah. But somewhere in the transition, you lost a couple of brain cells. I'm just teasing. But issue of economics is very complicated. You know, you mentioned two guys. That's two people getting a salary as opposed to one in the truck. And they go to Dunkin' Donuts. That keeps the people at Dunkin' Donuts working. You know, circulation of money is part of economic health. Mm-hmm. It's not so much the creation of wealth that is the circulation of wealth. I don't fully understand it, but I don't feel bad about not understanding it, because not understanding it and being honest about it is a step toward enlightenment, because I think most people, including the so-called experts, do not understand how this whole thing operates.
We're not doing a good job forging ahead of teaching youngsters who are in school about how the basics of the economy, for example, work, or maybe the basics of the environment. A practical experience, for example, the deadly Kentucky floods this week. We'll talk about that as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 15 past the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the word on getting healthy the right way, the correct way, the intelligent way, the important way of seeing through to make sure that all the work you've done to lose the weight doesn't go up in smoke or doesn't go up in fat. I guess either or. The problem with people who lose weight, sometimes fast, is that it goes back again, comes back on. You pile it, took it off, and you pile it back on again. So a good stopgap for that is to use a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's a weight loss formula that has all natural ingredients, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes are there. It's a very simple, it's not complex, very simple way for the body to repair itself, rebuild itself, using this formula. So if you'd like to take advantage right now of the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, get yourself into the healthy place and staying there, go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get the special pricing on the Dog Days of Summer deal. Plus, you don't have to pay for shipping. That's not the incentive. The incentive here is to know that you're going to lose the weight and keep it off. Check it all out and then check yourself out at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
18, yeah, 18 after the hour. So, these people that were killed, there were 8 of them, and the floods in Kentucky this week, our number 5 issue on the countdown story list, the environment. Mm-hmm. So this continues. One part of the country is dry as a bone. Another part of the country gets 10 inches of rain in like a day or less. So here we go with all these contrasts, and people are trying to figure out what to do. How do they survive? Because it's a big hazard, isn't it?
Well, floods are a hazard. Floods are scary. They come out of nowhere. You can be hit by a flash flood, some type of a flood, even in a drought. And then the irony is sometimes the flood happens so fast it washes across the land. It destroys things. And it happens so quickly that the ground doesn't have a chance to absorb it. And then you go right back into a drought, which is a terrible situation.
The runoff.
Right. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Runoff. Yeah, happens on the farm sometimes, or it is. The EPA says that it's a danger, but they don't really quite understand how it works. But there is runoff, especially I was talking to you a few minutes ago about you living close to the Connecticut River, and in the valley, there are lots of instances, especially when there's heavy torrents of rain, when some of the topsoil gets washed off into the river. Happens with the Mississippi River. It happens along the banks of many rivers where there is farmland, beautiful, rich farmland, but some of it erodes because that's just kind of the way nature is. You know, people wonder where loam comes from, where dirt comes from. A lot of it is recycled from the waters, the river, the estuaries. You didn't know that. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. But it's really interesting how the world changes with the climate, and where there's a drought and there's sand and there's desert now was 100,000 years ago lush growing areas. Pretty interesting. All right, Michael and Doug, continue now with our overview of this past week on News Talk Radio, 21 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Dear listeners, this is a letter from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Please pay attention to what we do here on this program because it's important. How about that? We send that note. We can use Constant Contact and send it to everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Right.
You build audiences one brick at a time.
That's right. Exactly.
That's actually the way life is today. One brick at a time. One person
sure
at
is.
A time. Am I right?
Sometimes it's one brick goes up and two of them fall down.
Yep. Okay. Well, there's no such thing as mass media anymore. There's no such thing as, you know, public opinion. Everything comes down to the individual cell that makes a society, and that's individual people, each plugged into their earbuds
and to their
podcasts and to their websites. And
yep.
It's a whole different environment as to how we communicate.
It's mask media. You misplaced a vowel and a consonant there.
Mask media.
Did you see that Los Angeles County this week? This is regarding number 7 on the story list. The County of Los Angeles Public Health Department says that there's no more problem. We've reversed our course on the mask mandate. You do not have to have, if you're indoors, they were going to reinstate it, but then they changed their mind because it's not a big deal anymore. In Los Angeles County, it seems that you don't need to wear a mask. Now, there are people who choose to wear a mask, who live in L.A., my daughter, my son, their families, when they're in tight quarters on the plane when I went out to get my daughter and my grandson to come out and visit with me on the farm last week, they all wore masks. And as they say, it's up to you if you want to. Does it seem intelligent? Do you think people who wear masks are more intelligent than those who don't, Michael?
I do not judge people anymore by whether they wear a mask. I just respect them. Let them do what they want. I wear a mask when I have to wear a mask. I know in Massachusetts, if you go into any building that's a medical building, of any kind, a hospital, a doctor's office, whatever, you have to wear a mask. So you wear a mask. If I have a mask in my pocket and I'm in an elevator and everybody in the elevator is wearing a mask or there's another person, I'll take my mask out and put it on so as to respect them. I find mask wearing is more of a social thing now than it is necessarily a scientific one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not like the idea of politically weaponizing masks, and I think we're out of that era. I think no longer is it a left-right Republican-Democrat issue, and that makes me relieved, to say the least.
Yeah, it does, frankly. Speaking of left-right and Republican and Democrat, number two on the story list this week is the focus on the midterm elections and the amount of there are a number of things that I would like to visit with you on. One of them is how much money is going to be spent advertising on the radio and elsewhere for these hardcore politicos. Billions. Remember when it used to be a big thing when there was millions spent for elections? Now it's billions being spent to advertise.
You know, makes you wonder why. Makes you wonder why.
Well, the
how much money is there? How much money is there in having your way politically? How much money is there in being elected dog catcher? You know, when you hear people spend millions of dollars to have a job that pays hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money going? What benefits are gained by being in office? This is all fascinating stuff.
Well, it speaks to the decay of the representative form of government that we are not a democracy. We're representative, and supposedly the people who are in Congress represent us.
Uh-huh.
I think that that's one of the reasons there are problems, because they don't represent us. More on that coming up, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
New message. Hey girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week has climbed to 26, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. I'm worried that we are going to be finding bodies for weeks to come, he said Saturday at a briefing. The governor said authorities now believe at least four children have died in the flooding after earlier reports that six juveniles had died. Mr. Beshear said two of those people have since been identified as adults. And President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19 again Saturday, slightly more than 3 days after he was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation. White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden has experienced no re-emergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The U.S. House of Representatives Friday passed legislation banning assault-style rifles that have been used in mass shootings, sending it to the Senate where it faces likely defeat. By a mostly partisan vote of 217 to 213, Democrats won passage of the measure amid public anger over mass murders in which rapid-fire AR-15 rifles were used to kill and wound school children and adults engaging in day-to-day activities. They're easier for a teenager to get than to buy a beer, Democratic Representative Lloyd Doggett said during the debate. We turned our churches, our schools, our shopping centers, our entertainment venues, almost any place, into a battleground with one massacre after another, he added. The two largest U.S. oil companies, ExxonMobil and Chevron, posted record revenue on Friday, bolstered by surging crude oil and natural gas prices, and following similar results for European majors a day earlier. Exxon outpaced its rivals with a $17.9 billion quarterly profit, the most for any international oil major in history. And Will Smith has again apologized to Chris Rock for slapping him during the Oscar telecast in a new video, saying that his behavior was unacceptable, and that he had reached out to the comedian to discuss the incident, but was told Rock wasn't ready. There's no part of me that thinks that that was the right way to behave in that moment, Smith said in the under 6-minute video posted online on Friday. I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here we are, 34 after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show. It plays around the country and around the world on a lot of great radio stations. As a matter of fact, you know what I should start doing, like Casey Kasem used to do? Remember on the American Top 40, he would always acknowledge the stations that are carrying the program. It's heard on the country and around the world on great radio stations like KTAK, K-Talk. All right, so anyway, that's it.
So why don't you do that?
I will. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a whole list of stations. We have new stations being added now every week, so, yeah.
Now, if you were Casey Kasem, here's how you do it. Okay, now on American Top 40, we're going to play the number one song in the nation, The Beatles. Ah, now, let's not play it. I'm just sick of hearing it. I mean, let's play something by Mantovani.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, yep. Not Mantovani, something by Bach. As opposed to, instead of Bachman Turner Overdrive, we just do Bach. That's it, Bach. How about them apples? Bach. All right, so thanks to WGCL in Bloomington, the Indianapolis market, for carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There we go.
Yep.
Cool. All right, here we have number 8 this week, the combo. You were explaining to me off the air the how you put these things together. Sometimes it takes some magic.
Well, not really. What I explained to you has nothing to do with how we put this together.
Oh.
You asked me something. Yeah, I can't. I'm gonna stop you right dead in your tracks.
Okay.
so you don't misrepresent anything.
Uh-oh.
You asked a question of what's the commonality between certain things on a certain line, and I
yes.
explained what they were. But sometimes things have no commonality at all. They're just
right.
ties.
Okay.
So I'm sorry right. to stop you dead in your tracks, but I cannot allow misinformation to come forth.
Can't have that. Not under any circumstances.
Sorry.
Okay, so maybe this is a partial sports. There's a lot of sports stuff because the football teams are back in the camp, and I know you love football, and even though Brady doesn't play for the Patriots, I know you love Brady. And nobody's decided whether or not
I don't love Brady anymore.
You don't?
No.
Because
I'm Brady'd out.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I would never have left New England if I were Brady.
No, I don't think. But why did he leave? Was it just for
Patriots? He left. He had problems with Belichick. He had problems with Kraft. He had problems with the Patriots. He had problems, you know, with their philosophy or whatever. But see, I'm extremely old school when it comes to sports. I think if you have the love of a city, if you have the love of a market or a region where the people adore you, and it's gone on for years and years and years, and you've made millions and millions of dollars, why would you besmirch that special relationship as a human being with all those people that grew up loving you to get an extra year or two out and a couple of more millions of dollars by going to another place and breaking people's hearts and besmirching that relationship? Brett Favre did it with Green Bay.
Yeah.
My hero when it comes to this stuff was Jackie Robinson, was a great hero of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Their arch rivals were the New York Giants, and he still had rubber left on his wheels, you know. He still had,
yep.
And they traded him. They traded one of the greatest human beings of all time. The relationship between him and Brooklyn was overwhelming. They traded him while he still had athletic ability to the Giants of all places, to the dreaded Giants. And you know what he did? He said, rather than betray the fans that I have a relationship with who love me in Brooklyn, I am retiring.
I quit.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I really feel strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in love with Brady anymore. Nah.
Okay. All right. Would you like to see Gronk playing somewhere? You never loved
Gronk
him,
too. You know.
Yeah.
They loved Gronk in New England.
Yep.
They
did. All right. So let's talk about this guy from the University of Michigan. The football coach there, Jim Harbaugh, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, who is fiercely against abortion, said that he would be willing to raise the baby of any of his players if they happen to impregnate a lady on the campus.
Hmm.
He told the players that the same thing I tell my children, boys and girls, same thing. For everybody, I encourage them, if they have a pregnancy that wasn't planned, to go through with it. Go through with it. I kind of feel that same way myself, but it's, you know, it's a personal thing of above. And, you know, there's lots of reasons, sometimes good reasons, for having to do what you have to do. But he said, let the unborn child be born. And if you don't feel like you can care for it, you don't have the means, the wherewithal, then Sarah, my wife, and I will take the baby.
Hmm.
So, how about that?
Yeah,
I gets paid $36 million to coach the...
Being the coach of a major college or university football team is equal to being a king.
Wow.
I mean, it is a remarkable job. That's why a lot of NFL coaches go into college football.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the other way. Usually college coaches fail when they go to the NFL. It's a whole different culture.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have control of the locker room the way NFL coaches do, the way they did when they were dealing with college students. But you get yourself in a prestigious university as a college coach and you have a winning record, you become a king, you become an emperor. They live on a level that is so luxurious and they're held in such high esteem that it's one of those little things people don't realize, that, you know, there are jobs out there that have perks. Boy, does that come with a set of perks.
You know, Yeah, there are. We have a limited amount of time here, and I want to get onto a couple of other things. If you're willing to move into another area, number two this week, the parleying of partisan politics. How do you like that for alliteration? The new party that has been formed by Andrew Yang, who ran for the presidency and presented himself, I think he acquitted himself quite well, running as a Democrat, and Christine Todd Whitman, who was the Republican governor of New Jersey before Chris Christie was governor. They've come together. They've raised some money already. This seemed to come out of the blue, but what a great idea. Yes? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it'd be better if the Democrats and the Republicans got their act together.
Yeah.
I think the two-party system is a really good system if the party's not corrupt. Mm-hmm. So basically, if somebody has seriously wants to start a third party, what they really are saying is they want to start a party that will knock off one of the two parties and become the second other party.
Mm-hmm. You're right when you talk about this. Look at what happened this week. Republicans blocked a bill to help the vets. You go on the campaign trail, look at all these phonies who use soldiers in uniform as a backdrop for their patriotism and support, yada, yada, and then they vote against bills. There's nothing more disgraceful than the number of suicides among veterans in our country and the way the veterans are treated by the hospital system. There, you can count on one hand the number of good Veterans Administration hospitals there are in the country. And so here, the people that are trying to get things fixed, I mean, if they just do what they're supposed to do, you wouldn't think they'd need a bill. But this is antagonizing anger. It comes into my mind. I think this is a damn outrage, and these people are such phonies, Michael.
They're phonies in as much as they go for cosmetic remedies to play to their base, as opposed to remedies that might be politically inexpedient, that may take a long time and not serve their political interests. Mm-hmm. In other words, they none of them would ever take a chance of doing what they think is right that might cost them an election. That's why Liz Cheney, whether you like her or not, is proving to be a real statesperson.
I like her.
Again, whether you agree with her position and your feelings in Trump, that's secondary. At least she's standing up for what she believes in, even if it means losing the election.
Yep.
Most politicians won't do that. What they do is they find a way to come up with some kind of righteous indignation, some type of a bill, some type of a position that makes it look like they're doing something when they know what they're doing won't amount to anything anyway, but it makes them look good.
Isn't that amazing?
That's what happens. It's across the board.
Yep.
You know.
Number six this week, the war, the Germans are running out of hot water because they don't have the fuel. The gas is being turned off by the Russians.
Yep.
And already the water is cold in the city of Hanover, which is close to the Russian border. The German gas supply limited or eliminated. So what in the world happens this winter? When all this energy is shut down, a lot of cities, a lot of people, what's going to happen?
Well, it happens is people start to say, well, maybe we shouldn't get involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Maybe we should just leave it to those two countries to work out their own problems and mind their own business.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we all are interested in our own self.
Hey, we're banging, we're beating up and, you know, taking it to Russia and we're sanctioning them and now they're going to really suffer. And all of a sudden the Russians fight back and, like, they're bad guys now. I mean, don't you expect there to be a retaliation? If you're going to have an economic war, Russia's going to fight back. Again, I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong. I'm saying it's to be expected.
Yeah.
You know, put up or shut up. It's so easy to fight a war that other people are fighting for you. But if you're going to get involved in a peace movement or a war movement, you better be ready to have your kids sent off to serve or your gas to be shut off.
Inflation is the focus as we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown program. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men experience hair loss before they're 35? Do you want to gamble with your hair? You can flip the odds in your favor. The word is KEEPS for keep your hair. KEEPS. KEEPS. clinically proven, FDA-approved hair treatment available now online at Keeps.com. You want to go to Keeps.com/Doug Steffen, 50% off your first treatment, your first order. So whether you're trying to prevent hair loss, you're trying to stimulate the growth of hair, whatever it is, keep the hair that you've got. Keeps is a doctor-controlled helpline. They'll give you the right products, develop a personalized hair-saving routine just for you. So get Keeps delivered straight to your door by going to Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen, 50% off your first order. Keeps, keep your hair with Keeps.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com every week to get the list of the things that are on the charts. You can also get it at gooddayshow.com. So you're going to introduce a record. Doesn't seem like something that a talk radio guy would be doing.
Actually, this one is a record, musical record designed for talk radio. I mean, music radio doesn't, you know, break records, meaning create hits anymore. It's called Idiots. You and I have talked about it a number of weeks ago. It's with Gun Hill Road. I'm the lead singer on it, but I sort of talk sing it. It's sort of like Robert Preston in The Music Man. Yeah. And it's about idiots in our society, and it's very, very powerful, and it's going to be a video, and we'll do a big premiere of it here on this show.
Yes, we will. Michael Harrison sings and dances his way into your heart here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yes, I look forward. Remember, we premiered the last Gun Hill Road record that you were in.
Yeah, that was also
we'll
a similar type of song.
Something to look forward to. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Sleep with you. There it is. Okay. So it's Marilyn Monroe. It's 53 past the hour. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. That's Anna. No, that was really Marilyn.
Yes, that Anna, was. That was the real.
Anna DeArmas.
Yeah.
DeArmas, how you pronounce her name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the movie is called Blonde, and
yeah,
the trailer has been released. What do you think of this?
It looks good. I mean, this is the type of stuff I like Netflix doing. I mean, it's a drama based on Marilyn Monroe, Anna de Armas, who was in the last James Bond movie, a big up and coming actress in the industry, getting
she
really
look
good
at all
buzz,
like she did in the James Bond movie.
No.
It's like a different person the way they made her up, different person. So, but this back to the Netflix thing, they put
yeah
that Mr. Gray or whatever it's called, Gray Man.
The Gray Man.
For a week and wasted
yeah
a lot of people's time. I wanted to see it, but it was gone before mm-hmm you could, you know. So
done very well. I mean, according to their stats, it was the number one movie on Netflix in 92 different countries. They've already greenlit a sequel, bringing back the Russo brothers to direct a new installment starring Ryan
Gosling. Right?
Yeah, Ryan right Gosling.
So this lady is highly touted. She brings back the whole Marilyn Monroe sort of air, the aura of her. And so the transformation will be interesting and see how people, well, you know, these movies about...
Here's the interesting part about this project. The rating on this is NC-17.
Yeah.
Which means it's got to be a pretty dark movie to get an NC-17 rating.
Well, is it dark or is it just sexy?
Probably is a ton of nudity in it to get an NC. You don't see
right
that very much
yeah
anymore.
Nope. So she's Norma Jean, as it were. Wasn't there a movie called Norma Jean, too, about
heroin? Yeah, I believe there's been a bunch of movies based on... Michelle Williams did one about 5 years ago that actually was pretty good. She won an Oscar, I believe, for Best Actress.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yep. Okay, I saw a story about Mark Wahlberg. His experience with James Caan, it looked like a lot of fun the first time they worked together. Apparently they had a great relationship, you know, thinking about guys like Wahlberg. So does he stay? Would you say that Wahlberg and Caan were sort of cut out of the same cloth? Are they?
I don't know about that. I think Mark Wahlberg's had a really good career. He's put himself in a good position in terms of structuring himself to have power in the industry. Gets a lot of good roles as in producing side of things. He's learned the craft very well. Some roles he's really good. Some roles I think he's somewhat miscast. But overall, it's been a great ride for him personally in the industry. He's made a ton of money. And he certainly made his mark over the last 15 years in the movie business. I got one bit of movie news here.
Okay.
Creed 3, which was supposed to come out this November, has been pushed to next year, March 2023. It will star Michael B. Jordan. He also, that will be his directorial debut. Also, another story in that world, MGM is moving forward with a Creed spinoff, Drago, which Dolph Lundgren will reprise his role of Ivan Drago in his own film. I got to be honest with you, I don't understand why they would finance that. I just don't see a big interest. I thought he was fantastic in Creed 2, Dolph Lundgren. Yeah. I'll give him credit for that. But a standalone Drago film, I don't think I'd spend $30 million plus to do that, but we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm, no. All right, what's out this weekend? It's good.
DC's League of Super Pets, big animated film voiced by Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart. It's going to make a lot of money. This will be a moneymaker. The reviews are pretty good. People, families love animated movies. So this
is there anything that The Rock goes? Is there anything The Rock's in that doesn't automatically become a success?
Well, a success. I wouldn't say everything he's done is a massive success, but. He's put himself in a tremendous position in terms of being a producer and have a lot of creative control on the projects he works. Gets a lot of upfront money. He gets points. So
I'd like to see him do baseball. I'd like to have him find some character in the world of baseball. Baseball movies are always so good. Let's get a baseball movie for The Rock. Food for thought, anyway. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man. It's Movie Moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we come up to 59 past the hour.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.